And that return is erja'i. First of all, it's not return, it's
come back
to me. That, yeah, at the end is the main one. Come back to me. Remember how Rumi insists on this. You know how? He would say, okay, we believe God told us, come back to me. What does that mean? Really, what does that mean? The six-year-old would say, what do you mean God told us? Because when you say God told us, there is a problem over there. You're using the past tense, right? And God is not past. So you have to correct it to say what? God is telling us. Remember, God is. God could not be was or to be. Right? He's always is. So he is telling us, come back to me. Right? Means, literally, his voice is here. Why don't you hear it? You're busy listening to other stuff. He says, I believe. Because you could believe that really, when we say God is telling you, if you are a religious person and your God is an old man with long beard and, I don't know, maybe even sunglasses, pretty cool.
Yeah.
Imagine that he's talking to you. If God is a meaning for you, look at that meaning at work in this universe. If you believe that, yes, God will show us something, will show it to you in reality. Therefore, his act is here, is present. You need to quieten your ear, your intelligence to hear that. You say, if you arrive at the moment of quietness, that's why they meditate. The only thing in meditation, the main thing, it starts with one. Shutting this off. How did we learn it? I just explained it to you. One third of your life. We get rid of this. This one is repairing and I'm happy over there. So this is the problem. In meditation we try to quieten this. Rumi believes that if you arrive to the moment of silence, universe is not silence, because God is talking to us. That's it. Here he means that you're not listening to that. You don't hear it because you're not listening. Turn this volume down, then you will hear that. And it works like that. Please help me, this young boy who today is a nasty one. Says, what do you mean with these nonsenses? Show me an example. Show him an example. The question is not forgotten here. Huh? We are looking for quieting down the intelligence to hear something, right? And he said, I don't understand it. You please explain it. You are not listening because in your mind you are talking. When you are thinking, you are talking, right? So when you're listening to something, at the middle of the sentence you will start talking, right? You don't even wait for the sentence to be finished. So you're always talking. Stop that talking, then you can listen. You are busy with your intelligence, and your intelligence is doing what? Calculation. What is good for me? What is bad for me? Okay, if I quiet it down, what do I hear? Literally, if you could quiet down all the sounds that are coming in your ears, then you will hear the sound that is in your inner ears, right? What is it?
Your heartbeat.
Heartbeat. The heart is singing. But you are not listening. Your mood changes. Your heartbeat changes. You are not listening. Your heart is the fountain of goodness, but you don't listen to it. You are too busy. You are too judgmental to be kind. Because for kindness, you need your heart to do some talking, right? Your heart should tell you that, okay, I'm not really in rush. Maybe the guy is in rush. Therefore, he cut my way. You ever think like that? When you're busy thinking about arriving at home, I have to do this. Your logic is planning your time to do something, right? You don't have time to wait and not to think. Just kindly try to be kind. Try to listen to your heart. Whenever I talk about the heart, you get sentimental, all of you. Because the word is good. Okay, let's talk about love. Let's talk about heart. But you don't listen to your heart. Haven't you any? That's the only thing that is singing for you. And you ignore your heart. You're worried about your brain. Not you. Even us are doing it. The police is looking for drunk drivers. He's not looking for criminal drivers. They have a bad heart. Doesn't matter. Your intelligence is here. You're in control like that. We extend this to our entire life. So you're always listening to your mind and never to your heart. If you want to listen to your heart, you have to be able to shut down your mind. Then you will hear your heart. If not, you are always listening to the big claim of I'm having a good heart, the best of all, by your intelligence. You think about your heart. You don't feel your heart. That source of feeling is always somehow logicalized in a way that you think about it as an object. And there is the example I was looking for to give to this boy. Belonging. Do you remember the belonging? Your intelligence understands what belonging means, right? Okay. Does this belong to me? Sure. You brought it to me. Does your heart belong to you? I drink this. Do something with your heart. That's not enough. It's not funny yet. Your heart could do whatever pleases with you. Could ignore you, or could rush you, or could change your mood instantly. Who belongs to whom? If it comes to belonging, it's like God. Heart is the house of God. You belong to your heart. Your heart doesn't belong to you. So you got it totally wrong. Just the opposite. You think that heart is a part of you. You are a part of heart. That's very hard to swallow. Let's be more gentle. Let's forget about it. Come back to your argument. Yes?
So long as you are engaged in a conversation of wakefulness, how will you catch any scent of the conversation of sleep? Our speech and action is the exterior journey. The interior journey is above the sky.
Okay, here you understand that it was difficult to understand. Because there are terms here. First is sage.